Dreamscape presents The Power of 50 Bits by Robert Neese, narrated by Kari Marshall. The Power of 50 Bits by Robert Neese, PhD. Every body continues in its state of rest, or of uniform motion in a right line, unless it is compelled to change that state by forces impressed upon it. Foreword by Daniel Gilbert. Humans often make a mess of things. Those things include our relationships, our businesses, our finances, our health, and our planet. Our messes wouldn't be so puzzling if we didn't care or if we didn't know any better. But we do, and we do. We want happy marriages, and we know that philandering is a poor way to get them. But then we go off and do it anyway. We want carefree retirements, and we know that saving money is the only way to get them, but somehow we just never get around to it. Instead of making choices that we know will behoove us, we make choices that leave us with no hooves at all. Why? Philosophers, psychologists, and economists have spilled a lot of ink in the last few centuries trying to explain this puzzling tendency. Fortunately, Bob Neese isn't one of them. Rather, Bob is an engineer who, until recently, when he and his wife quit their jobs and moved to Italy to devote themselves to making wine, was the chief scientist at one of the world's largest pharmacy benefits management companies. His company had millions of members who were faced with choices about their own medical care, and Bob thought that his job was to help them make those choices intelligently. But when he tried to save them time and money, or when he tried to spare them worry and confusion, they often ignored his well-meaning attempts and sometimes even actively resisted them. Bob didn't want to explain this puzzling tendency. He wanted to fix it. So Bob read all the books that the ink spillers had written and then started doing what engineers do best, tinkering. He designed programs and systems that used basic principles of human behavior to help his company's members make better decisions, and then tested those programs and systems in large-scale experiments. He kept the ones that worked, tweaked the ones that didn't, and then tested them again and again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?